Hey guys, welcome back to Podtendo's Tears of the Kingdom Chronicles. We're looking at the retro-released Zelda game that came out a couple months ago. So this is our third part. At the end of our last episode, when we last joined us, I believe we were just getting to Hyrule. We had just talked about kind of the paraglider. We had talked about unlocking some of the temples, some of the things in the overworld that we had found that were kind of neat. Skeletons on bikes and little sign men. And we had mentioned that we were going to play the next little bits, get up to probably like one or two dungeons done, talk about kind of what we were doing, and go from there. So that is where you find us today. I'm your co-host, Mick, and I'm joined by...
Tyson.
Cool. Awesome. Still having fun? Still loving Tears of the Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I like trying not to dump too many hours into it, but I told you off recording, I was like, I looked at my hours, I'm like 65 hours into this game, and I'm just... still loving it, so
nice.
I'm having a blast. It's a lot of fun. There's so many little things you can just keep yourself busy that it's like I always have a new little project on the go on this game. So
solid,
and it's enjoyable. So
nice. So when we were talking, I think we'd mentioned the day, isn't like, oh, we could do this and this because you know we covered the Master Sword and we did all these other things. And I was like, I do remember talking to you about that, but I think what happens, and sometimes you just will tell me your like opinions on video games while we're not recording, and I think that's what happened.
Probably.
I think we just like talked about like the game for 5, 10, 15 minutes off mic, so we don't actually have that recorded. So in theory, we've had a conversation about like finding the Master Sword or doing this, but it actually wasn't technically part of the show. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's like sometimes we'll be like, oh, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, do you like that video game we're playing? And you'll, like, tell me all about it. And I'm like, why aren't you saving this for content for the show? Like,
it's like, because I want to talk about it now.
Yeah, but I don't care how much fun you had playing Army Men Sarge's Heroes. And now it's your favorite game of all time. And that's all you're playing.
Well, it is a masterpiece.
It is great. Remember all the portals? Remember Vicky?
Oh, yep. I remember that time where, like, water insta-kills you.
Only all the time do I remember that. So, but we're not talking about Tyson's favorite little green guy running around, doesn't like water. We're talking about the other green guy that doesn't like water in this game. So, here's the game that we left off. We're kind of in Hyrule Field. What did we do since our last recording? For myself, I explored the whole overworld map. I had to unlock those temples, the shrines and the... I think I got my 2 full stamina wheels. I have 10 health or something like that. So pretty buffed, feeling pretty good about myself. And I spent a lot of time unlocking stables. So that was actually one of the things I did kind of early on was the bird. What's my bird buddy? Who's like the reporter?
Oh, what's his name? He's a good guy.
Beak or something? Pecky? Tears.
Yes.
Tears of the Kingdom Bird. What's his name?
It's like Lugo or something.
Writer? Does that get me anywhere? No. Reporter. That's what he is. Porter. Here's of the Kingdom Lucky Pen.
Oh, yes. Pen. Yep.
Pen. So each of the stables located throughout the world, typically Pen will be there and he'll have some type of mystery. So whether it's just investigate a scary sound in a well or there's a chicken that's claiming to be Princess Zelda by a tree. Go talk to the chicken. There were a lot of fun kind of solving all the little mysteries. Some of them we had to go find like a golden horse that was Zelda's horse or something in the tundra. So I spent a lot of time doing that and I got the sticky armor. So I now have a full set of armor that allows me to cling to surfaces even when it's raining.
And that might pay off in a level that's coming up.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that.
Huh. What I've been up to is similar things. Like I got the whole map's unlocked. Yep. I'm working my way through kind of like the underground as well. I did the same thing, talked to Penn and I did all the kind of thing. Cause I was about midway through, I want to say the water temple, and you go into a cave and everything's very drippy and slick.
Okay.
So I was like, I want to cheese this. What's something I can do that I would be nice to have? And I was like, I'm just going to get that froggy armor. Because for whatever reason, I kind of just knew it existed. So went and got that. And I came back and I was like, just skipped a huge kind of chunk of that game or that one part, and I'm like, nice. I appreciate when I can just skip things and in dungeons. Solid.
That's fun. Yeah, I did some time. I found a couple caves. I think you just have to find caves occasionally and go through them. Nothing's too noteworthy in the underground, but I know that the Penwith, that was a big part of my exploration. I also, what else have I done? What else? What other kind of like, weird?
Have you gotten any other fun armor? Because I went and got the Phantom armor, where so you look like a Dark Knight or something.
Oh, really? That's fun. Oh, from whatever it is, Spirit Tracks, when like Zelda wears it, I think that's the reference. Where did you find that?
It's really easy to get. So ones and like there's just like I think the great like the armor is just sitting in a treasure chest in the middle of Hyrule Field. Like you just teleport there, run there, pull it out, done. And then there was like one or two. I think the other two were in a cave.
Okay.
One is in just a simple little cave with just some like fierce or those scary moblins where the heck they are.
Okay.
And then the other one is kind of a little bit of workaround where you have to actually like shoot up at this into this one spot to get to it.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a kind of like make a little contraption, but if you use the ascend. Yeah, no, if you put. Yeah, no, if you put a rocket on your shield and then you do the surf jump, it'll, like, ignite it and then shoot you upwards or something. There's a whole, like, little, like, walkthrough of somebody doing it. Super easy to do. And I thought it'd be hard, but it takes 2 seconds. And then you get that, and it's, like, one of the best armors in the game, and it can, but it can't be upgraded.
Okay.
But it's, like, everything's base 8 or something. So, like, you get, like, 24 defense.
Great. Solid. Yeah. I think most of mine are, like, at least fives and eights, so I'm somewhere up around 15 to 18 or something in terms of defense.
Yeah.
But what I have is I had some amiibos, which gave me some of the original Zelda. He's in green, he's clad. And then I ended up buying actually a whole deck of cards that are like the NFC cards.
Oh, yeah.
So as you called me today, actually, I was just scanning all my cards for the day. There's like 25 of them. It takes 20 minutes. And you get tons of good weapons. There's Fierce Deity is one of them. So you can get like a Fierce Deity armor. You can get the Fierce Deity sword. There's a bunch of kind of other unlockable exclusive swords and stuff. I think the thing was like $35. And I was like, I feel like to improve my enjoyment of this game, it's probably worth paying $35. And it's like kind of a fun collectible thing, right? It's like using your amiibos, but not, you know, spending thousands of dollars to get all the amiibos at this point.
Yeah, just to kind of get all the add-ons and DLC, but it's actually got a physical tangible thing that you could technically resell because it someone else could just scan those and it works
pretty much.
Yeah, and other thing, so did you run into Hetsu, the guy that you can trade your Kokori seeds to upgrade your inventory?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Yeah, that guy's like so essential.
Yeah, so I think I've actually completed every single shrine currently on the overworld. So the Hyrule level proper, so you want to recall that, just the mid-level, I have actually completed every single shrine available to me. So
Nice. Yeah. That's definitely more than me. I think I'm missing a handful of them, and I just haven't gotten my way to kind of track the rest of them down because I have so much health and stamina at this point. I'm like, they can sit there. It's fine.
One of the things I found that Breath of the Wild shrines seemed very, very high concept. Like, they seemed almost, some of them were, like, too challenging. Like, put a bomb over here, but then you gotta freeze it, and you gotta, like, hit it 5 times and shoot it across this gap. And as you're, you know, while you're doing that, you have to be paragliding because it's only gonna open a switch just for a second, and if you, like, miss it, you know you're not gonna make it. And it just seemed like such high conceptual thing that I didn't do a lot of shrines. There was lots of battles. Oh, my gosh. The combat from Breath of the Wild was awful. Because once it's like basic combat and you just fight a little robot guy and then that's it. And the next one's like advanced combat. We have to fight a tougher guy. It was very repetitive. It seemed like they wanted to have 120 shrines, but they had 50 concepts. So they're like, well, we'll just repeat a bunch of these, right? Whereas Tears of the Kingdom, every single shrine that I did was a completely unique experience. The combats, when you're fighting the little robot guys, they were all different. Usually there was like fun mechanisms. There was one where there was a bunch of like Roombas that would go and attack them, and you could attach like flamethrowers and spikes to the little Roomba guys, and they would go and fight all the enemies for you and draw off the hordes. It was great. It was great fun. I loved the combat shrines in this game, which is a big step up from the previous game where it was just that kind of that bland repetitiveness. So the creativity that the team came in with making the shrines, and as I'm sitting here talking about it, I was like, we should have written down our like top five shrines or something per episode. That could have given us some content, but forgot to do that.
Yeah, no, but I remember that one actually the exact same, because like I remember like little Roomba guys, that's a great description. There's like a skateboarding one where you kind of got to make a skateboard, yep, and like hit a ramp with it.
Yeah,
that one's a blast. That one's like, wow, this is so cool. And like, I mean, being a skateboarder, yeah, fan, I not gonna lie, I may have just always in my shields, I just have a little skateboard one just, okay, in case I want to rip down a heel. I'm like, this, I love this game.
Sweet.
Like, there's so many like little fun things you can just do with a physics engine. There's another cool one where you have to build bridges.
Okay. Yeah.
With the little like motorized thing. So if you attach it, it's a turn it on and then it turns everything nice and taut. Like, it's actually like, okay, this is smart physics based stuff, but it's simple
above and beyond. And like one of the combat ones that stood out to me was you get a car, right? Like they give you a little cart, oh, yeah, they give you the mechanism, and then there's a bunch of enemies on the ground, and I think the idea is just to run into them. Well, I just like did circles and Grand Theft Auto'd and like ran into all the little robots for 5 minutes, finally completed, killed them all, opened up this middle gate, and in the middle there's another car, but they have like 20 death weapons. They have like missile launchers, flamethrowers, spikes. So what you're supposed to do is build a crazy Mad Max car and basically open up the switch and then come out, and then you're supposed to like destroy all the robots and just with like your, you know, your death vehicle. So I was like, oh, I definitely did that incorrect, which is fun though, that how many of these puzzles have multiple solutions, right? It's very free. They have lots of creativity. There's lots of freedom of this game. And I don't know if our experiences are the same, right? We could talk about shrines and you're like, oh, I played that one. Yeah, I didn't complete it that way. That's weird.
Yeah, no, but I definitely actually I did. I remember that. That's funny that like, and you go in the middle and you're like, oh, I was supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. Like there's all the good stuff. I was just driving around and hitting people like a jerk. Took a little longer, but
oh, and there's
got the job done.
Yeah, there's so many. There's one. Did you do the one where the combat shrine where it's like a moat? There's like a moat and there's like guards on these boats that float around and everyone has arrows and explosions. And there's like a multiple layered, and what you can do is you can actually just kind of go to the backside, go up, and then there's like exploding barrels and there's spikes, and you can like push the spikes into the big robot and kill him. You can attach, you know, explode. I always forget about fusion. I always forget about fusion. You know, you can attach a barrel, an exploding barrel to a stick and throw it, and all of a sudden you kill, you know, a group of five or six robots. It's fun. There's lots of creativity. Or you can just straight up go in combat and be super tactile and fight everyone with a stick and a bow and just, you know, do your fury swipes and kill them that way. So lots of freedom, just lots of different creativity, creative ways of solving these puzzles. It's a blast.
Yeah. And I think just like the tool, like I don't remember that one off the top of my head, but like the toolbox of just interactivity and different things to do is a blast. Mm-hmm. There's, I think, one where you have to kind of make a rail and you have to like attach like fans to it and it, like you have to kind of create your own like curvature thing.
Yeah.
But, and then you have to bust off parts of it because it gets stuck at one point. So it's kind of like you have to build this contraption and then if it's not balanced correctly, it just falls off. And it's very fun. Like it's interesting to have the massive amount of variety where it's like you are creating stuff, you are building stuff, or you can kind of just approach things a little more heads on or head on. And I remember there was one spot where it was just a rail thing and I was like, I think I can just walk that rail. So I just like slowly walked the entire rail the one time and I was like, you can do these things. If you want to just cheese the system, you can. So
there was a point, the same thing where I was like stuck and I was like, how do I build this ship? And I think it was the part where you have to have the fins like laid out a certain way and then have a rocket and then, like drop off one of the fins so it can like hit the second track because there's a transition halfway through. So I do recall doing that. But then, the same thing where I was like, what if I just walked it? So I definitely tried the walking approach, ended up ultimately looking at a little video. There was a couple that I was like, I don't know how to do this. And I'd watch the solution online and I'm like, oh, you have to make a baseball bat and hit it with like a baseball and hit the target. I'm like, oh, that's
cool. Oh, yeah, that one, the like with the thing rolling down.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and to like actually trigger the like little switch. I never hit the switch. I didn't know what the thing was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then all of a sudden you hit the switch and you're like, oh.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Brilliant.
Cool. Awesome. And I've heard people talk. I had a buddy with a couple weeks ago, and he was like, oh, yeah, my kids are playing it with me. And he's like, my kids are so stupid. Like, when we play Tears of the Kingdom, sometimes they, like, the simplest things they can't figure out. But then once in a while, like, they're smarter than me. And specifically asking, he's like, did you do the baseball swinging one? He's like, I was in that, like, literally for 2 days. I couldn't figure out the solution. And then finally my, like, three-year-old walked over and was like, you just have to make a baseball bat and hit the switch, Dad. Don't be dumb. And then I did it, and I was like, ah, son of a bitch. Ah.
Like, wow, that wasn't hard. But
yeah. So it's fun. You can work collaboratively too, right? Like, if you had a family, if you had friends to play with, right? You all could collaborate on solutions to these, and everyone would be right. Everyone could be wrong. It's a really fun experience that I set up here. I did struggle a little bit. There's that village kind of in the southeast. That little, like, seaside town or whatever, I really struggled with the combat. So you have to kill a bunch of moblins. There's big guys. There's a bunch of lizards. There's all sorts of creatures. Very difficult to knock them all out without dying.
Yeah, that does... Sometimes you come across that and you're like, is it because I just don't have the good equipment? Like, why do these guys have such amount, like... massive amounts of health, and I'm just not doing the damage.
So I think one of my problems early on was I went through all the, because I did all the shrines early on, and you get all the zonite items and stuff. Well, they break, so all my good swords are busted, you know, because I like fought one big rock golem or something with them. So then when I get to an actual combat, I only have wooden sticks and spears and, you know, like axes, stone axes. Well, you just don't deal the damage. So I ended up having to make a super bouncy mushroom sphere, and I would just knock all the moblins into the water, and they'd drown and die. So that's how I ended up ultimately beating that. There was like a big fat guy, and I just basically created like a bouncy hammer, and when I smacked him, he would like launch across the screen, hit the water, and drown. So that's how I ended up actually ultimately beating that level. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. Have you ran into any Lionels yet?
I did just fight a Lionel. Yeah. After I defeated, I think, the first temple, I was kind of flying back, landed, saw one, and I was like, I've got enough cojones here to beat this guy. He hit hard. I had a lot of restoring, like the health items that give you plus, like the yellow plus heart. So I was going up to 15, 17. His damage was like taking me down to 2. And I was like, oh boy, wasted all those. But I did kill the Lionel. I don't know what you do with the Lionel parts, but...
I think those will be used for upgrading certain armors and stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I could see that. Okay, yeah.
Have you unlocked any of the Great Fairies?
Yeah, I did that. So we had left on the last one. I found that to get the cart up the hill, you actually have to get a horse, not a Pona, because a Pona can't have a, whatever it's called, like an attachment to her. But any other horse in the game, other than the one horse that I have, because I have amiibos, you just... buy like a harness, you attach it to the cart, and then you walk up to the fairy fountain. Simple.
Yep. Yep. And then
the second one that I unlocked was that's like down river there was a fairy fountain. And I was like, I don't want to have to build another cart and then drag these people here. And I'm pretty sure I built a boat and I went on a boat ride, and I had a little like motorboat that they had like the game made you make. And it was a completely different experience. And I was like, of course this game isn't gonna make you do the exact same repetitive task twice. It's going to teach you how to build different things in the overworld, but it's always going to be a fun experience, right? And it's always going to be a unique way of kind of solving these puzzles. And I was quite pleasantly surprised. The second fairy fountain wasn't just the first, or wasn't quite like the first, right? Like, it had that extra element. I was like, oh, neat. I'm on a little ship. This is fun.
Yeah, and it's nice that they do keep it fresh, because you're just kind of go around and putting the members of the band back together, mm-hmm. and then they play a little song for the great fairy, and she like wakes up. It's like, very cool that I think I'm missing one or two. I don't think I have them all unlocked.
No, yet. I only have two. And I think there's four?
Okay, I think I have three.
Okay.
And then the fourth one, I don't know why I didn't do it.
Yeah, like, why haven't I done the third one? I don't know. Yeah. No idea. Well, I also get, like, stuck and hung up, and I'm like, I have to do this one task. So I did go around and collect all the dragon tears. So there's a big hieroglyphics, and somewhere in the hieroglyphic, there's a pool. And when you find the pool, you... which is supposed to be the dragon's tier, because they're all dragons. I get it, tiers of the kingdom. You unlock it, you find a memory, and it tells you the backstory of, like, what's going on with Zelda and this. So I actually haven't watched them all, but I have them all unlocked. So.
Oh, okay. So you're saving the bat news?
So what I wanted was, I knew that when you unlocked the 12th hieroglyph, the white dragon showed up with the master sword in their head. And I was like, cool, awesome. So I didn't have enough stamina at that point, though, so I was unable to collect the master sword. And I was just kind of like, once I get the master sword, I'll sit down in one cohesive unit and watch all the memories. Because the other issue is they're not locked, unlocked sequentially.
Yes.
Right? And so like,
so there's 12 tiers, but there's 18 memories.
Yes, I don't know.
So even after you collect them all, there's still certain memories that still need to be unlocked.
Yeah, and I haven't got that far, but also because they come in sequentially. So I watched. I think I did the first one and then the fourth one, and then I got the seventh one, and I was like, I'm missing something. So that's why I didn't watch them all together, because I was like, well, I want to watch the story cohesively, right?
Yeah, and I think that's how it's set up, because actually I followed a guide to get them all, because I was like, and the memories do skip, so they're like, the last memory that you would lock is like 18, but there's just these gaps all along the way, and I'm like, I have no idea how to unlock these. I'm assuming you would get them as the story progresses, or as we
something like that. Like, I know,
complete some temples.
For example, right now, after you beat the first one dungeon, you can actually go to the Great Deku Tree and fight Phantom Ganon, which then unlocks if you beat Phantom Ganon, that is, you unlock the dragon. So the dragon actually comes from whatever, like, they're flying around in the sky at a certain elevation, super high up there, hard to get to. But she'll drop down occasionally, and she'll just always drop down to, like, a reachable level once you fight Phantom Ganon. So, like, that potentially gives you a memory,
Right?
So, like, doing those kind of things. I'm not 100% sure on those. That's kind of where I'm at now. So, because I just wanted the Master Sword so bad. But maybe if I unlock randomly on one of my amiibo cards and get, like, the Fierce Deity Sword, maybe I don't need the Master Sword.
Wait. You don't have the Master Sword yet?
No. So I unlocked the 12th dragon. She's, like, flying. And I'm like, cool, awesome. Well, I didn't have enough stamina to go get it.
Oh, okay.
So I was
could go and just swap the one of your health containers and just fill it up.
Yeah.
Because you only need two bars.
Yeah, great. And you can do that after you've beat the first temple. So I didn't have the first temple beat. So I didn't have that ability unlocked. And I was, like, short of, like, by, like, seven shrines at that point. So had I done that, I've seen her flying lower one more time. Because it is random. Like, there's a small chance that she's just, like, you can, like, run over and get her. And I think that's probably what you got. Unless, potentially, you unlock the Master Sword. Had you beat the first dungeon yet?
I don't think so.
So, again, it is random. Like, I could turn on the game, look up in the sky, and she's right there. And then I just run up and get her. It's very rare.
Interesting. Because she's permanently down for me.
So you must have done something?
I must have done something.
That unlocked it Yeah, so I don't have that ability. Yeah, so I'm randomly, I'll just fly up into the air, and I'm like, look around for dragons. And I'm like, no dragons.
Maybe there was, I did talk to the Deku Tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't talked to the Deku Tree. That's probably it.
That's exactly what it is. Oh. So I went through the underground, because you can't get to the Deku Tree. Because that's absolutely what it is. So I went through the underground to get to the Deku Tree, and I popped up there. And then I talked, and that must have triggered everything, so she'll lower. Then you can go get the actual sword.
Oh, and maybe you don't have to kill Phantom Ganon. Maybe just talking to the Great Deku Tree grants you that ability.
Yeah, and because I haven't actually
fought Phantom Ganon.
Fought Phantom Ganon yet.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So we worked it out.
And maybe that's what, maybe people are, like, by the time they get to the Great Deku Tree, maybe people are, like, a couple months ago when I was, like, looking things up, maybe they were just fighting Phantom Ganon, thinking it was, like, one versus the other. But it might just be, I think Phantom Ganon gives you the marker so you can see where she is. But maybe talking to the Great Deku Tree lowers her, so then at least you can find her. That's probably what it is, so.
Yeah. I bet you it's those two things. Okay. And then people, that's why it's, like, it's random when she comes down. Because after you just talk to her, because you know where she is.
But after like, you fight Phantom if I Ganon. Fight Phantom again, literally, I can put a marker on the map, and I can just go to the map and literally go to her right away. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like waiting for that, but also because I have like a bunch of legendary swords that I might just randomly get as drops, I'm like less focused. And that's I really only wanted them because I know they did like double damages to the bosses of the temples.
Okay. I've beaten two temples so far, and I haven't found anywhere that's like
double your sword. Well, that's like a
whole or something that like could be, that's because I have the Master Sword, so mm-hmm. I just wreck people because mm-hmm. I think the Master Sword does 50 damage.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't, like, there's no spot that tells you, but people, I think, have worked it out that it does 50 damage.
Okay. That's a lot. So, yeah, I have a lot of, like, seven.
It's a ton.
I have a lot of seven swords that I use. So.
Yeah. Most of my, I think I have some Zolanite, like, spears, because I find spears are amazing. Uh-huh. I think those are, like, 13, 14.
Okay. Cool. But, so I think that is about the conversation that we had the previous time that we didn't record.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, so that's why you were like, cool. No, we talked about the dragon and the Master Sword. Yeah, we did, but we just weren't recording. You were just
not on record.
You were just excited one day. You told me everything that you had done in the game, and I was like, well, hopefully you remember this for a podcast.
And I do, because I'm having a blast, because I'm spending over 60 hours in this game, and I'm still just like, no, save that. Don't go there yet.
That's fair. Nice. Spoiler, as of playing this, I am trying to get to the water temple.
Okay.
Right. So I'm just doing the things in Zorado's domain. I've unlocked the king's, like I've talked to the king and he gave me his tears. I'm just not sure what the next step is. And I just haven't played it since then. So like approximately that's where I'm at. So we did mention, and I've heard a lot of people do the wind temple first. Right. So that was kind of the first area we went to. So we ended up going up to the north snowy area with the bird people. Rutos?
Yep.
Is that what they're called? Rutos?
Yeah, it's Rito Village.
Yeah, so you head there. You basically get sent on a really annoying fetch quest. They're like, hey, you got to go talk to this kid. Okay, cool. Where is he? He's over by this cave. There'll be torches. Great. So you head to the cave. Oh, no, he's not here. He's at a different cave. Look for the bonfires, and you run up a mountain. And then you do a thing, and then you run down the mountain, and then you do another thing, and then you do another, you run back up the mountain, and then you go back to the village, and there he is, and now you can go to this platform in the sky, and I'm like,
so I actually climbed the platform before I did anything.
Okay.
I was actually like on the bloody, like running around the wind temple being like, why can't I unlock anything? Nothing. I can't do switches. Like, how do I do these things? I've discovered everything. I was running around forever, and it's like, okay, something's wrong. I look it up, and I'm like, oh yeah, you need to have him with you so you can use his ability. I was like, son of a gun. So I had to teleport. Then I had to do this whole rigmarole just to recruit him.
Yeah.
Then go back to it, and it's like, oh man, what a pain in the butt. That was one thing where it's like, this was not.
The climbing mechanic was like kind of fun. I also am overpowered because I can fly like halfway across the map with all my stamina.
Yeah.
Right. So like that's not a concern for me in the slightest. Even if I hit like the bottom of a rock, I can still do like five jumps and get to the top and still have tons of stamina. So that is definitely helping me with the traversal. And then halfway up through the climb to get to the wind temple, there was a temple that apparently I'd already, or like a shrine I'd already been to that was already unlocked. And I was like, what the hell? So I paused, went, got a bunch of refills, did whatever I needed to do, and then kind of came back, carried on. Great. Wind temple was a thing. Like, you're on a big pirate ship, a big airship in the sky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's all these, like, flying ships around a giant circular thing, and then you get to the top, and you drop down into it, and just a pirate ship.
There was... you need five switches, or six little switches, as you kind of move around to unlock, essentially, which releases the boss. And the boss is, as you're flying through the air, you shoot this big flying like Moldorm thing and you shoot it with arrows and it dies. Yay.
Yeah. Just make sure you got lots of arrows coming up to this point. You should have no problem. Then you unlock the ability or everything melts and you go back to the village. Uh-huh. Then you unlock the ability to use gust.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you can now, flying everywhere is so easy.
It does add up, right? So, and I assume that's kind of similar to what the next couple dungeons. You'll get a little bit of story points. There's a lot of fetch quests. You kind of have to run around the world, look for things. You get access to the temple. There'll be a couple puzzles to solve, a boss fight. You get an extra heart piece and an ability from the sage, and that's going to be the game. I'm guessing that's what happens in the next couple, right? So, again, I haven't beat the Hotter Temple yet, but I think I'm guessing...
Yeah. Oh, that's... one note on the Wind Temple boss. Sorry to disrupt. Yeah,
no.
You don't. I was using all my bomb arrows and all my fire, like explosion arrows. You just need regular arrows.
Just regulars.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, for some reason I thought he was like ice based and I had to use like fire, but you just regular arrows. So, save all that stuff. Don't waste it like I did.
There you go. Sweet.
Yeah. So, and you're right. Basically, like, but you also kind of, like, Tulin, I think is the guy's name.
Okay.
Tulin that now follows you around, kind of like as a spirit thing, but and every so often, like, he kind of helps you out in battle where he'll snipe some people. And I think there was one battle where I was just running around because I was just kind of scrambling, and he actually like headshotted him for me, and I was like, wow, man, you just straight up saved my bacon by having Buddy just be my secondary firer. It was so cool. So I'm kind of excited to have like these like teammates kind of running around with you, and just makes me think that, wow, like the development of this game was crazy how they had to add all these things to it. Like, and now you'll be able to go from the sky to the depth, but also now you got a buddy with you flying next to you, and not just one buddy, two buddies, three buddies, four buddies. It's like, my goodness, like I'm just expecting a four swords based.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like Legend of Zelda coming like with this world and like, with multiplayer, like give me that. I am all in.
That's solid. Yeah, that's fine. So that's kind of my experience. So I know we said we were going to have the two temples done. I could, like, again, I beat the Wind Temple. Am I any greater for it? I think the story beats, like that actual story plots, the temples, they seem like kind of the weaker points of this game, and they're super easy. So I've went and I've fought through, like, dungeons, like big moblin bases, right? I've eliminated hordes of enemies. I've had some pretty tough encounters. It's pretty basic. All the enemies you encounter in the story beats are pretty low level, because realistically you have to be able to beat this with three hearts, right? And some sticks.
Yep.
Right? They need to make it kind of as simple as possible. So I find that the main story, the temples, probably are going to be a little bit easier to, probably simpler than some of the more difficult shrines that I've completed, right? Some of the more difficult combat missions, some of the more difficult fights that I've kind of found myself in throughout the game. So it's, I think you're going to kind of see that bit of ease of difficulty, because people want to beat these games, right? So.
Oh, and once you start kind of beating these temples, they kind of just start falling like dominoes. It's like Mick said, it's the difficulty curve just, it's almost like a reverse difficulty curve. Instead of game starting easy and then getting harder, this game starts hard and then gets way easier. Because, like I said, even with Buddy, like Tulin or what the heck his name is, with him sniping and having my back, and then the Zora guy running around and spearing everybody, and now I have, I'm working on getting the Goron. I mean, I have three people on top of me helping me out, dealing damage to these people. So it's even easier, and now I have more health, and now I have better gear.
Yeah, yeah.
The enemies aren't stronger. I'm just one-shotting everybody now. So that is a little thing, but that's just Zelda games in a nutshell. Yeah. So, but yeah, I kind of like, you know, we had no rush to get everything done. It's kind of, totally forgot that we chatted.
Yes. So. I was... you know what? I had a conversation at work, and Tyson's like, I think we talked about the Master Sword. And I was like, I'll double check, because maybe we've already recorded part three. Because, like, you're right. We had the conversation. But then I realized when we didn't have the recording, I was like, oh, no, you just told me. We just talked all about Zelda the one day without recording, right? So,
yeah.
But that was also a day where we were doing, like, we started at 5 in the afternoon, and we went to, like, 9 at night. And normally we're, like, late morning, afternoon kind of record guys, right? And
oh yes, we've had our coffee and our walks.
That was the day where I'd like start at 8 a.m. I got up and I pressed stop recording and save at, it was like 9:05. So it was a 13-hour day where I did three podcasts or something. And like, that's all I did that day. So
right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. Today, less so. That's what pacing yourself. So I occasionally just get caught too. If I was like, I haven't beat Banjo. I guess I have to beat Banjo-Kazooie today. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we've had kind of, it's summer. We've been throwing lots of stuff in there. So we don't usually play games, do movie reviews, and have an on the go project.
Well, and I was like gone for a week on vacation. I've actually already beat our next game kind of thing. So I'm ahead of the game. Whatever. We didn't talk about the water dungeon. We'll talk about it next time. No one cares.
Nah, we can actually probably work better if we talk about all three dungeons and then kind of be like, we're preparing for the end game. And now that I know that, yeah, that's how you get the Master Sword, is you talk to the Deku Tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like that's kind of it. So like right now I'm looking at, I've got three more dungeons to beat. I've completed so much of the overworld. I might look into a couple cool crafting items. I'm going to keep unlocking my little amiibo cards. I'm going to fight Phantom Ganon and then kind of not beat the game for our next show? Or should we beat the game for the next show?
We'll see where we get to. If we're like kind of not quite there, we'll just save like, hey, let's do our wrap up and thoughts about this. Then we could just make it a shorter episode or whatever. Even if we're easy. I was going to say one other thing is like, there's also like the one like night salesman that you can trade these like things you get from killing these frogs underneath in caves. You could trade them for like a moblin mask or stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah,
weird shop or something.
The weird like they're like monster. They're like half monsters, half people.
Yeah,
guys, and yeah, they have a shop where you have to find the blue bull gems or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the other one?
And that's
what's the other thing I did. So I've gone to a lot of caves. I have a lot of these blue bull gems or whatever they are. So every time they're like, "You have five of them," and I'll have like 12, and they're like, "You better go find 12, five, and come back." And then I just press talk again. They're like, oh, you have them?
Yeah.
I unlocked the Zora armor. Did you unlock the Zora armor that helps you go up waterfalls?
Yeah, I got that one.
So I talked to this. So you talk to the girl, not the king or the prince, but his like girlfriend. And she says like, oh, I need this scale from this fish. You better go find some. You better talk to this blacksmith. He knows where you'll find them. And I'm like, what a stupid fetch quest. So I just like talked to her again. And she's like, oh, you already have enough? Here you go. Here's your armor. I was like, good.
Nice.
I'm glad I have enough crap in this game that I don't have to do, like, the fetch quests.
Yeah. Well, I like that you're like, apparently I've already done all these fetch quests, but I'm just hoarding the stuff. And you're like, and the same thing with, like, so you get the body, but the head you get from the prince's girlfriend.
Okay.
And then you get the greaves from, like, the two gossip girls who are like, we were so thankful for what you did. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get you this, but we can't find it. And I guess, like, I think there's a dungeon or something, or it's just sitting in a box somewhere, and you're just like, gotta go get it.
That's fun. That's cool. Yeah, so that's kind of where... I think that's it. I don't think anything else noteworthy. I'll leave some content for the next show, too, right? We can have some...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So we had a good show. This is a good kind of just throw in between, I think, in theory. I mean, we could look at scheduling afterwards, but I think at some point we only have, like, two shows. Yeah. Yeah, this will be good for like our August run because we only have two shows in our little time frame. So good.
Nice. Yeah.
As opposed to every other time this year where we've had three shows in every single time. I don't understand how this year works from a calendar point of view.
No, seems like we're getting screwed somehow.
Really much so. Like we always just seem like it seems like for like the last 4 months we've been strapped for time every single episode. And maybe we'll have this is, yeah, like we finally maybe get a reprieve now for a little bit. So.
Hopefully.
If the gods are good.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I think in September, we only have one show.
Oh.
I think the way it's going to work. Yeah.
The way it's going to structure.
Like, we're only going to have one. So maybe we'll get lots of Zelda content in September. That's fun. We could wrap this up then. Awesome. So.
Kind of works leading into a fun project that we kind of come later in this year.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So that, I think, I don't know, that's the end of this episode, part three. Tears of the Kingdom. I probably called it Breath of the Wild Chronicles at some point because they're very interchangeable. But Tears of the Kingdom Chronicles. Sweet.
Yes. Yep. Cool. Well, hopefully you guys are enjoying it, and I know we're having fun. So look forward to kind of keep progressing and just exploring this world.
Awesome. Cool. Bye, guys.
See you. I'm not sure.